There he goes. He's going to go get something to eat. Oh, no, he's got to wait. He's still got to wait. Oh, we should just sit on here and make this segment about food and torture the hell out of him because, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Anyways, man, welcome to Chaos Theory. We are already chaotic on this wonderful Tuesday, man. You are watching us on Texas Sports Unfiltered. Make sure you give us a follow on our socials. I'm at Not the Fake Wags. Rodney is at the Rodney R. And then on the Instagram at the underscore Rodney R. I'm on the Instagram at the Wagner Wire. If you haven't smashed that subscribe button already on Texas Sports Unfiltered on YouTube, make sure you're doing so and share it with five friends like our guy Harge always says, man. And welcome to the show, man. We'll get into some sports today. We'll talk a little bit about that hypothetical that BK just threw out there because I've actually shit my pants when.
Oh.
I mean, it's Tool wrote a song about it. It's called Prison Sex. It's seriously, it's the lyrics in Prison Sex, man. It all happens at the same time. So I'll spare you with that for a little while. We'll get into some hockey last night. We'll get into some basketball. Hey, the king is out. The crown is. Is the crown, can we take that off the mantle? How much longer is this guy going to be staying around? Maybe even in L.A., or is this guy going to be moving out east? Wherever.
Or down south. Or down south.
Or wherever, you know, it depends. Like, wherever Bronny gets drafted, we'll talk about maybe LeBron going there and shipping out. We got a lot to talk about. We got some baseball to talk about, too, man. But I'll leave it to you, man. Let's get up and at him. How was your Monday night? By the way,
it's good, man. It's good. Good. You know, just kind of finishing stuff up. I've got dogs barking. I don't know if you can hear them.
That's all right, man. You know what? You took one for the team for me yesterday. I finally got the AC's back on. It feels like Casa de Wagner is back.
Dude,
we got all the amenities here, climate control. I almost got to pull out my damn hoodie. Ronnie, you noticed last few shows, I haven't been doing it with a hoodie, right? Because it's steamy in here, my guy. Yeah. Now, I got the Capitals hoodie right next to me, man. I might have to pull it out, dude. Thank you so much yesterday, man. Yeah, they came at just the right time because it started getting a little bit hot yesterday around these parts.
So was that one of those things for me? Because I've had, I think I probably had about two or three AC units to take a shit. Was yours?
AC unit. It was the head. It was the faceplate. The faceplate got shot.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
When we lost power.
Probably blew that shit out.
Like a fuse or some shit.
Man. Oh, okay. So, okay. So that answers my question because with me, it's always like.
It was like a glint. It was.
Yeah. I always kind of sense that something's going on because I'm like, you know, I've got it set on whatever, but it's not like reaching that. And I'll sit there and dick around and don't do anything with it. And then it stops, or there's water in the pan, and it's like, okay, well,
right.
I'm going to do something with it.
Yeah, if there's water
in the pan. That's a sick feeling when that damn AC doesn't work around here.
So usually if your AC does cut out, that's the first thing you should do is go to your water heater or whatnot and, you know, see if there's any water or regulated. If you got it backed up, if you do got a clog, then you blow it out. Check your drain outside. Usually it'll, you know, trickle outside too. If it doesn't, make sure that's probably a good indicator that you got a clog or whatnot, and then blow that sucker out and put a little vinegar in there and make sure, you know, eats it up or whatever.
Boom, rock and roll.
Yeah, rock and roll, man. Hopefully you're back in a, you know, that was not the case. We needed to do faceplate and whatnot, and man, it did.
So have you ever had the heater go out? Or the heating not work when it's cold?
No.
When it's cold.
No. See, usually I rather, and that's a good, you want to talk about a hypothetical Tuesday.
I'll take that.
I'll take that. I can always get warm. You know what I mean? I'm much rather, I'll find layers and I'll do something. I'll build a fire or whatnot.
Yeah.
But now you put me in, come on, man. You put me in Texas and then take my AC away. I'm supposed to be a hard ass, man, but you want to find me soft as Charmin. Do that to me.
Yeah. Wags, I'm looking over there. I'm looking at the chat, and it's all Lakers conversation. It's Ham. We already talked about LeBron, but here we go. No LeBron, no Steph, no KD. We're on to the new era of the NBA, my man.
So we're gonna put this all. We're gonna put this all on Darvin Ham's shoulders.
I know, right? It's like, come on. I mean, I know you had the thing last night.
Now that is a good question. How much influence do we actually think Darvin Ham has?
Exactly.
You don't think LeBron James, anywhere LeBron James goes, is coaching that team?
Darvin Ham Darvin Ham is like that's the Barry Switzer thing.
He's away from there. Darvin Ham, Rodney. I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's all on Darvin Ham.
Oh, no, I don't either. I mean, everything that happens right there, I mean, every decision, the on-court stuff, and I mean, LeBron is probably a part of that also. But, man, when you've got LeBron in the fold right there, it says it right there. That's your GM is LeBron.
Yeah,
I whatever the hell he wants to do.
Right,
that's going to roll.
Coach, except for anymore, right? Like, I think Spoelstra was maybe, and still Spoelstra hadn't ascended to the level that he was at when he had LeBron, Wade, and Bosch, right? But I don't think he was Riley level yet.
Right,
you know what I mean? Now he's starting to reach that type of level. I think from here on, or. It's not a coincidence that you've usually seen a lower marquee type of coach or a lower named coach than LeBron. And I mean, of course, who's not going to be a lower name than LeBron? That's kind of a stupid statement to make, but still. You're not going to see a main headliner anymore. Like Lou might have been maybe the highest headliner that I've seen.
Yeah.
Run with LeBron since Spoelstra or whatnot. But I mean, like, and that's just it. Like, it's not to undermine the head coach or whatever. Whatever team LeBron's on, LeBron, no decision is going, even now with the Lakers, like since LeBron's been there, no decision has gone without going through LeBron. It's not been made since, unless it's gone through LeBron. Like I'm telling, that's just how it is. It's, I don't know if it's in his contract or not, but he has that much influence on the damn game.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. And we had the discussion yesterday and I mean, I guess as he should to a certain extent, but that's where LeBron's word is the law. He is the de facto GM.
Sure, yeah. Rodney, I just don't think he's going to have head coaches. Like, there's not going to be a Jason Kidd, working on LeBron's or the head coach for LeBron. Like, that's not going to happen to where there's not going to have two alphas or two dominant basketball acumens going head to head. It's just not going to happen. Like, could you see Steve Nash and LeBron James on the same team?
No.
Could Steve Nash be the head coach for LeBron James?
No. And see, that's why, to me, the whole conversation with LeBron.
Tom Thibodeau being with LeBron?
That's why LeBron coming to San Antonio with Pop, to me, that is like, okay, that is interesting right there for a lot of reasons. The whole, being a part of the franchise and
maybe because Pop's too old. Maybe because Pop, I
think the respect level. Those dudes are buddies. Yeah, those dudes are, I mean, I'm not going to say they're dudes, but I mean, there's like a mutual respect level between those two. And, just from all the history that they've had, with San Antonio and the teams that LeBron's been a part of in the past, that's the coach where I think it could possibly be, and he'd still have to have some input, I assure you. And I think Greg Popovich would be the one to be like, stand back, son. Stand back. This is my team.
I think LeBron would be an absolute extension to Pop. And one, I think both of those guys would have enough professionalism to not have an issue on the court. I think, in that given scenario, Pop would acquiesce to LeBron James, and then they would have a really intense talk about it behind closed doors. That's the kind of mentality that I see Pop having. I don't know if that would be the same. I don't know if that would be reciprocated with LeBron James. That's a really cool scenario, a really cool hypothetical to throw out there on this Hypothetical Tuesday. Unless Bronny goes to San Antonio, I don't see it happening.
And I get what Jake is saying here, and I totally understand with his comments here. But the whole thing is, I think what this allows to happen is because what Wimby needs, he needs some veteran presence. I think that would be helpful for him. Bring some guys in, work through the draft, work through some free agency, start building whoever you want to surround Wimby with. It needs to, if you're going to try to duplicate the big three, you got to go find the other two that need to be younger, obviously. But, I mean, Pop has always brought in a solid veteran base to help the young guys. LeBron, that's a huge undertaking. That's a lot to take in. But, and I mean, to me, LeBron in San Antonio is just fucking weird. I mean, there's no other way to say
that. Yeah, that would be, I don't, I don't think LeBron would even live here. I think LeBron would fly in for every damn game every night. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, that seems crazy to me. LeBron living in San Antonio? Holy hell.
That'd be crazy.
That would be, yeah, that would be absolutely nuts. But yeah, I mean, the only, and let's be real, the only way that that's happening is if Bronny James goes to San Antonio. Like, that's the, and even if he gets drafted by San Antonio, you can expect the trade, because I don't know if LeBron James would move to Texas. I just don't
know.
I just don't know if he would. No. Even though it's fantastic here, you would not have, you don't have to pay your state taxes. There's no state tax here, LeBron, but you're gonna make a little bit of that in sales tax. So, but still, yeah. Look, in property tax, you'll be paying property tax, but it's a lot better than where you're, you know, where you got houses at now, man. But still, see, yeah. I think that all rests on the hypothetical draft pick of Bronny James if he gets drafted.
And the other part is, I mean, with that, with the organization, with San Antonio, they want a new building. I mean, they're wanting to do all these different things. And I mean, I think it's a good organizational move for them. You're going to sell a lot of tickets and you get those two guys together. I'm not saying LeBron would do it. I'm not saying that Holt and that bunch would
actually. They still need a guard. They'd still need a guard that can knock down a big time shot.
It'd be easier to get one, though.
They'd
flock to want to play with that
is
dude.
That? Is that? Do people like playing with LeBron?
I think
you
so.
You got a good probability, a high probability of getting a ring. But do people like getting like playing with LeBron?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I sure as hell know I would. I think I would.
With the
younger guys. I mean, the younger guys. You want to surround Wimby with that veteran, and then bring those young dudes in that want to be a part of what's going to happen right there. And then that's the other part of that. How long is Pop going to ride this thing out? You know, I think San Antonio's on the come sooner than later. I know next year, yeah, they may suck again. They may suck again, depending on what they get in the draft. But I think San Antonio's going to be knocking on their
door. I don't know if San Antonio's going to be in the run for a lottery pick, though. I think San Antonio's going to be, like, they're not going to be bottom of the barrel like they were this year.
Look
at what happened with Oklahoma.
That's what I'm telling you.
Look at Oklahoma now. You have, one, you know, Wimby and Chet Holmgren are two huge, long, lengthy rim protectors that can step outside the perimeter and knock down shots. They're unicorns,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They can run the floor well. I think Holmgren probably runs the floor a little bit better than Wimby, but still, Wimby's got so many damn tools, man. Holmgren's fantastic, but Wimby, I think Wimby might have, and again, Holmgren's been in the league, a year more, not much more, but a year more than Wimby does. I'd like to see, you know, Wimby come into his second year, and at the end of 5 years, I'd like to see where both these two dudes are at. But yeah, man, right now, I think Holmgren's got a little bit over Wimby, but Wimby,
yeah.
I think Wimby's got the actual career, the actual ceiling.
I think so too. You want to talk about LeBron's lifestyle? I think LeBron could do okay in Dallas. I think LeBron could live in Dallas. You know, further up north, that's kind of a, depending who you talk to, kind of one of those towns
Is it a plastic town?
Is Dallas a plastic town? Yeah. So maybe that'd be
I feel that. I've been to a few Stars games, man. I don't know if that's just kind of what I envisioned going in there or kind of had that, preempted thought going in there, but it did feel a little bit like Plastic City going into that. I mean, everywhere I looked, it looked like I was looking at fake breasts. Or at least at that game.
And you know, the funny
augmented chest muscles.
Yeah, there it is. They got a lift kit.
Yeah. That's not an embellishment. I mean, everywhere I looked, it felt like I was looking at a pair of lungs.
He can play for the Mavericks. He can go be in the backfield with Zeke.
You would put LeBron James. LeBron James would be a tight end, or LeBron James would be a dominant wide receiver. Would he not? Yeah, the dude's huge. He's 6'8".
He's huge.
Absolutely huge, man. Put that dude at tight end, man. Celtics took care of the Heat last night. They got one more game to go, and that's it. Well, I say one more game. It's 3-1. I think there's only going to be one more game left. But hell, the Heat, you know, the Heat making an somewhat of a gentleman series. We'll see if it bows out as a gentleman sweep or not. But also, you know, the aforementioned Thunder that we just got done talking about, they swept the Pelicans last night with no Zion Williams. It just looked like New Orleans was going to struggle, and they did so, going up against the number one team in the West. And you guys know the West is the best so far. So to me, it's shaping up. It's shaping up to be what we know. 1 and 2 going head to head. We're coming to a collision course in the West. And right now, man, I liked what I saw. I think Denver still might be the more complete team. They're the deeper team, but the starting five for Oklahoma, they're playing absolutely lights out, man. And especially if Dort's still hitting the way that he's hitting from the perimeter, it's gonna be one hell of a series. I can't wait. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. But I think that could. Yeah, I mean, if the Celtics continue to ride clean and kind of have, you know, somewhat of an easy path to the finals. I mean, if they don't have to go deep with Miami and they don't have to go deep into the next series, there's a damn good chance that we could actually get somewhat of a battle here because of a head-to-head clash in the Western Conference Championships, and then they have to go play, you know, an East team that's probably had nowhere near of the feat or the road to the championship that, you know, the West has had.
I think the bigger question is, you know, with Boston, I mean, Porzingis went down last night.
I didn't see when's he going to return? I didn't see what the severity of it.
They ruled out an Achilles injury. So that,
okay.
There's always that. So I don't know. I mean, I think at this point, there's no need to return in this series.
I would not bring him back. I don't think you need him.
Yeah, let this thing finish itself out. I mean, this path is set here. You're up 3-1. I mean, just get set to move on. But man, I'm looking forward to Nuggets Thunder. I mean, that's when the shit's going to get real. I mean, I really do think that Oklahoma City, the things that they do well, I think is they're going to be the ones that are going to take a stab there at Denver. And see, like you're talking about, they may be the only ones that they.
I see this, Robert. But look, I think I'm just a prisoner of the moment with Ant-Man. I think I'm just falling in love with Ant-Man. Like, I don't know if Minnesota is the more complete team. I love the two-man that they have between the two-man game that they have between Cat and Ant-Man. But still, like, I think the better, more deeper team is Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma is wild and they can play fantastic with their starting five. They got better complementary players, I think. But I mean, you can't deny what Minnesota's doing either, man. Like Minnesota's pretty damn tough. But still, dude, that's just it about the West. It's really hard. It's really hard to pick one about the West because the West is the 1 through 4. Like, I mean, and when actually I say 1 through 5, I should say 1 through 5, because Dallas is actually the 5th. They're not the 4th, but still, like, Dallas to me should even be, you know, up there with the 3, man. Like The top 3 teams played for the best spot or played for the top spot, you know, on the final day of the NBA. So that's the competition you want to be around, man. That's why I feel like it's the West is always the best, man. The past 20 years, dude.
This is very much, you know, keeping in pattern right here. I mean, it's been the West and it's going to be the West for the foreseeable future. But, you know, we get to the Western Conference Finals. It's going to be like, okay, there's the NBA Finals right there. The best team, whoever comes out of that. But I mean, we say that, but like you're talking about, I just, whether it's Boston or whoever comes out of the East, it's like one of those things to where, I mean, you're not primed and conditioned and you're not tested and you're going to come in and you're just going to get steamrolled by whoever comes out of the West. I mean, because you come out of the West, it's like we talk about the move going to the SEC, whether it's baseball, football, whatever it is. You're playing the best teams each and every time that you get out on the court, field, whatever the fuck it is. And you come out and then you get subpar opponents. And I don't know, dude. The West's going to be fun to watch the rest of the way.
We do have we got 3 games in the NBA tonight. We got Sixers and Knicks. Knicks got the lead right now, 3-1. What'd you like in here, my guy?
Sorry, what was that? I was reading the code of text line.
We got Knicks and Sixers tonight. For basketball, we got 3 matchups, 3 contests tonight. The Knicks have a 3-1 lead in the series over the 76ers. Can Joel Embiid and company make this thing actually happen again? Look, DiVincenzo was, you know, was off. I think it was game three, DiVincenzo was off a little bit, but he seemed to right the ship or whatnot. Josh Hart playing fantastic. We talked about that rant. Julius Randle, you know, that how big of a stud did that dude, or big of an impact did that dude can make? And also, you know, the emergence of Jalen Brunson playing at the top of his game as well. I don't think 76ers have an answer for him. I thought, you know, with Embiid being able to come back, they might be able to be a disguise seven, but no, they're going to be done. They're bowing out. Tonight will be the last game of this series. Sal's Knicks takes care of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Take care of business in Camden, though, buddy. Huh? 2-0 birds over the Yanks, baby.
And I was right there with you where I thought the 76ers were going to sneak in here with Embiid coming back. And I'm really surprised to be sitting here and to say, well, they've gotten a game and this thing is going to end.
Not much either. Sixers just need to reload. Their plan has fallen short, Rodney.
Absolutely. Knicks are going to move on. They're done. And they being the 76ers. I mean, and then Pacers, Bucks.
I got that series completely wrong.
Steamroll.
But of course, when you know one of the best players on the damn in the league goes down, it's going to change the course of the series. Halliburton, Siakam, you know, they're playing well over there on Indiana's side. So, look, you can't take anything away from Turner's crew, from the Pacer crew, man. But they're legit. I mean, they're actually going to be moving on here. It's 3-1 in Indiana land. I think the Indiana's Pacers actually take care of the Bucks tonight.
Yeah. And I mean, Longhorn Bear just said it too.
Damn. Yeah, Lillard's down too. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's down. So, yeah, they're out. That's really one of the ones that I totally got wrong because it's been exactly flipped to what I thought it was going to happen. So, I don't know. And then you got the 2-2 series there in between. We're talking about all these 3-1s. And then, oh, by the way, we actually do have a 2-2 series in round one. So, yeah, three games, three of them tonight.
Yeah, I like right now Cleveland's getting the spot here at 5.5. Give me the Magic. Give me the Magic to shock there. I'll take Magic and put some green in my pocket there. I know Cleveland's favorite, especially it's a road team or it's a home team there. It's a home event. But give me the Magic to shock on the road here. I don't think the Magic win. I think they cover it. I think it's been one, maybe two.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we have one that is
Doc Rivers is inevitable. No. Doc hasn't done his best, but when the two best players on your team and arguably is Dame still top 10? Dame's still top 10, right?
I would think so.
Talent in the NBA. There's so much scoring talent in the NBA. Is Dame top 10?
But this is where you go back when you bring in Doc Rivers, when you bring him in that early into the season, and it's like, okay, we're going to bring this veteran, well-established, let's check his resume, bring him in, and you're going to get the same results that you get from Doc Rivers is what's about to happen right here. This has been – I totally get the players going down.
I don't think Dame's top 10. Top 10.
No. I don't know.
Right now. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably flirting, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm ready for tomorrow. I want Mavericks Clippers. Let's go. I wish that was today.
Yeah, well, we got to get through today, buddy.
I know.
We do have an athlete of the week, I will be pulling that up. But anyways, man, whether you're watching hockey, basketball, or, you know, getting the news on the NBA, you got to do it with audiovisual consultations behind you and on your screen. Whether you want the two screens or the four screens that BK has, you got to do it with avconsultations.com. Or the past 35 years, they've been setting the standard in audiovisual automation all around the Austin, Central Texas area. They've been doing it in Pluckers. They've been doing it in commercial areas. They've been doing it in my home, and they can do it in your home with the right call. 512-255-8678. That's avconsultations.com. I just mentioned their website there. If you don't have an idea of what you want, if you don't know about the two TV screens or the four TV screens or the perfect setup for you, go to the gallery of projects that they have on the website, and you'll get an idea. I promise you that. It's avconsultations.com. 512-255-8678. That's avconsultations.com.
Oh, a lot of Glenn Rivers chat there in the commentary. How about a word from our friends at Covert BK?
Hi, I'm Dan Covert with my wife, Hayden. Welcome to Covert BK.
Our newest location in the gorgeous Hill Country includes Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and hundreds of pre-owned and certified vehicles for you to choose from. We have three service departments that are ready to take care of your car, truck, or SUV with 86 service bays to accommodate any repair and get you in and out quickly. Come visit us today to select the vehicle you've been dreaming about.
Covert, born and raised in Austin.
Indeed, since 1909, nobody beats a Covert deal. Not now, and sure as hell, not ever. I do like Celtics-Knicks in the East Final. That will be some entertaining basketball, I think. Should that happen?
I think it will. I'm really interested to see how the outcome of Porzingis, because if that is indeed the tale, then I kind of I feel like I got to tip my hat to the Knicks right now. It's not just, you know, the defensive tenacity that Thibodeau brings, and, you know, it's being embodied on the court. You know, basically, Josh Hart is, I can't shut up about this guy. He is everywhere. Like, if you're, it's not just about the defense though that New York plays, right, and how they grind you down. It's the fact that they, you know, you're getting scoring out of DiVincenzo that hell, everybody kind of saw as a sixth man or a bench player. Now he's emerging into a good starting role. And Jalen Brunson has played himself into a conversation. I mean, God, and maybe this is completely over the top and I am a prisoner of the moment, but the way that he's able to carry the Knicks, or the way that he's able to be the focal point and pacemaker of the Knicks, I feel like he's almost top five. And that could be over the top, because there's so much talent in the NBA, man. Maybe top five guard. Probably top 10 in terms of player. Because I just got done, you know, asking if Dame Lillard was a top 10 player. I'm questioning that. Like, I legitimately don't know if Dame Lillard. I'm struggling to get that out.
Easy for you today.
In the top 10, man. Like, yeah. There's just so much rising. Somebody said in the chat, you take SGA off of Oklahoma, and there's a good chance that Oklahoma is probably a seventh seed. That's an accurate statement. Like, SGA's a scoring sensation, and so is Ant. Like, you take Ant-Man off of you take Anthony Edwards off of the Timberwolves. Are the Timberwolves even in the playoffs? I argue.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you, in the East, as Jake says here,
I think
Orlando
beats. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Orlando. And again, this what happens with Porzingis, that's where that's so important in this whole equation right here. But yeah, if Orlando, man, I think they could get in there, because they are. I mean, defense, very defense heavy. And that right there could kind of be a sleeper pick if that goes down. Watch the Magic. I think the Magic win tonight. I think the Magic are going to win tonight, take it 3-2. But we'll see. We will see. Yeah, great point, Jake. I like that. And I do think, I mean, the Celtics can make the East Finals without Porzingis. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But that's where, depending who you get, watch him, Orlando Magic.
There was some magic on the ice last night, and Stars were able to even up the series and get this thing to 2-2 out there in Vegas. And again, man, now we got a brand new series. Look,
0-0.
Yeah. 0-0. Well, no, it's 2-2. It's 2-2, man. Because it's hockey. It's a unique sport, but still, able to get it back right. Some other stuff out there. Who else was in? Oh yeah, Florida and Tampa Bay. That wasn't even a damn game though. That was 6-1. Six damn goals. Bobrovsky's playing at the top of his game too. Ottinger for Dallas seems to be back. Seems to have found his groove. Not just that, like, it's also the defense too. You know, being it, I say this a lot. I bring this up a lot. If your defensive pairs can block shots, if they can keep, you know, unwanted pucks off of, you know, off the goalie, or just keep him from having, of course the goalie's going to be tracking, right? But still, it's all about opportunity. I say it all the time. Shots on goal, man. Just throw the damn puck in the net. Throw the damn puck in the net, man. Sometimes the goalie just ain't tracking, or he gets, you know, a screen out of nowhere that he just doesn't be able to, that is just not able to pick up the damn puck. Just put the puck on net, man. Fire shots. And usually, man, you know, if you can block those shots, you're going to, you know, keep the damn puck away from the goalie, obviously, right? It just seems like simple common logic of hockey, but teams struggle to do it at times.
Yeah.
And it feels like Dallas is starting to get back to that, keeping the net clean. It's something that Vegas has done. Vegas did fantastic in the first two contests, and it just looks like Dallas is kind of taking that recipe for success. Also, Dallas is starting to score again.
The beginning of the series, I mean, that was a huge deficiency there. Coda text line, got to tell you, Wags, Hoop Dog checking in. And you know,
Hoop Dog.
We talk about all kinds of stuff on this program, but look, this is, I'm going to read this to you. And it's like, I got some news this morning from some friends of mine. Kind of down today.
Jesus, man, before you even get into this, you made me worried about what the hell I'm going to hear. What's up?
No. This is where we talk about sometimes a kind word is something that can brighten your day. And I'm going to read this at 10:40. This has brightened my day. It says, "Morning Chaos Dudes. You guys have a great day. I appreciate you guys." Plain and simple.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You know, just
Rodney,
just
you preface shit with some doomsday stuff. You know that?
What's that?
You preface stuff making me feel like it's doomsday. The end of the world. You know how the world.
Wags. I'll tell you about it offline. It's just kind of a crazy situation. I'm fine. My family's fine. Whatever. It's just kind of
okay. I'm sorry, man. I love
it's
you.
All good. It's
we're
all good.
We're all gonna breathe clean air as long as I'm around. That's for sure.
Clean air. That's for damn sure. Hey, Mike McCarthy mentioned there in the YouTube. Yeah. Jerry heard bells. He's going to hear bells when he hires the next guy, I'm assuming, because you're setting this dude up to be a lame duck.
What's up? What are
you doing? Yeah, Harry checking in right here talking about, it just randomly came up. Remember, I heard bells when Jerry hired Mike McCarthy. It was like, yeah, I do remember
that
quote.
They drink whiskey all night. He opened the Johnny Walker Blue
Yeah.
What color label of Johnny Walker is it? You know, once Daddy opens up the Johnny Walker, it's hard to say. It's just hard to say no to. Mike McCarthy, you were struggling to get a damn job. You were fortunate that Jerry Jones even brought you in. Hell, he even said it in your presser, right? He was just like, this is just something that we need. We needed this. We needed this. Well, hell, no shit. Anybody needs a damn job, you know?
Yeah,
God, man. Talk about awkward conversations. That was an awkward interview. That was an awkward press conference. Mike McCarthy joining the damn Dallas Cowboys, man. It was just like, my God, the prodigal son's returned home, and I don't even remember you coming from Dallas.
Right. And that's the whole thing. I mean, it's been a McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers led team that has been beating your ass here. So I'm assuming that's why Jerry thought it would be a great idea to get him after his hiatus. But the fact, Wags, to me still that this dude like point blank lied to Jerry and Steven and all that. I watched every Cowboy game last year. And you know, all this.
You don't say that going into a job interview. You don't say like, oh yeah, man, I've done this, yeah. Just to get me in the damn door. And then once I'm in the door, I'm going to find out whatever the hell it is I need to do to become an expert.
Yeah, that fucking dude comes in there. Yeah, man, I studied and did all this other stuff. And you come in and it's like, dude, come on. And then hell, then it was proven that he was lying. And he pretty much admitted he was lying.
He had himself a skeleton barn team. Yeah, he had himself a skeleton team, and they were going over all the, you know, all the plays and all the, you know, the ideology, the football ideology that McCarthy wanted to do, the McCarthyism, neo McCarthyism.
Well, and there you go. There's the Dallas Cowboy problem. I mean, it's like shit like that. I mean, when you want to talk about somebody that's running a business and somebody comes in and sells them a bill of goods like that, it's like, you know, it's a door-to-door salesman. You know,
I feel like Jerry gets the wool pulled over his eyes a lot. You know, or maybe Jerry just, maybe it's the emotional side of him that just really gets in the way of things. Cause it feels like he does like just love a lot and love on the wrong stuff. You know what I mean? Like Jerry's just got a big heart. Jersey's got big heart and a big pocketbook.
And that's the thing. Like this whole thing with All In, where, you know, we're all laughing about where they're saying they're all in. I think, and that's where I wish that Jerry Jones was my friend and he liked me. Because I think if Jerry Jones likes you, he's going to be all in and he will do anything for you. He'll believe anything that you tell him. He you know, you go ask him for $2 million, he'll give it to you. I mean, he's just. And that's the knock there, like bringing Zeke back. I mean, all this running back talk with Jonathan Brooks and who's going to do this and who's going to do that. He knew all along what his plan was to go get Zeke because he heard me tell him to do it right here on Texas Sports Unfiltered. Maybe Jerry is my friend.
I don't know. You want to talk about bringing people back. There's been speculations that one Tom Brady could be coming back to the NFL. Now, Coach Mayo thinks that it's highly unlikely that he comes back as a Patriot, but people are talking about Tom. I don't know if it's Tom Brady trying to get back in shape for the league, because I mean, you've heard the comments that he's made. Like, he doesn't think the quarterback play is that exceptional in the league right now.
Like, he's better than a lot of them.
Yeah, I would argue that too. I would argue to think that Tom Brady could still play at a top level. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, I saw the video of him running, doing sprints. He looks ripped, dude. I don't know if he's in football shape or not, but he's in pretty damn good shape. I think it's all hype. I think it's all Brady hype for marketing, because he's about to drop, you know, something on his product line or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, maybe he's, you know, got some people that are still in the league, but hey man, throw this out there. Let this float a little bit that I could be coming back to the league. Get my hype up so I can get some sales going here for TB12 or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the case, but there are some people speculating that Tom Brady could be coming back to the league.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. And on this hypothetical Tuesday. Right. And the thing is with Brady, I think Brady really is one of those guys to where it's like, okay, you're kind of out of the limelight for a little bit.
This right here. Wait till he gets that paycheck from Fox.
Well, yeah, you would think so. Speaking of Fox, over to CBS, you see they threw Boomer and Phil Simms out of the NFL Today booth, replacing them with the great Matt Ryan. The great Matt Ryan.
Well, you got to get younger. Matt Ryan, you know what? You're not gonna see me cry. I like Boomer, of course. I love Boomer being a terpy. But yeah, like, even as a Giants fan, I can't stand Phil Simms. I share the same old sentiment that Bill Parcells has. Hey, Phil, shut up. I'll coach the game. All right. Like, I still, to this day, you know, whenever I see Phil Simms talk, all I can think about is Parcells telling him to shut up, because I just can't stand him.
So, yeah, I'm with you.
You know what? Any great player, I don't know why. I can't stand I can't stand his analysis.
Yeah. It, you know, I think, I don't know, obviously being a Giants quarterback that he was, that I watched growing up, I mean, he was never my favorite guy, but he's just very bland. I'm like, okay. I mean, Chris is kind of a shot guy, Chris Simms, where he has some really good intel and he says stuff, but well, I think Chris, you know, is modern
he's
day.
He's tech savvy too. Yeah, I was going to say he's modernized. He's got some tech working with him, but Phil's a dinosaur.
Yeah, he is.
But now, who's the other dude that they're bringing on? Matt Ryan and who?
Matt Ryan will come in. You still keep James Brown. I don't know who the third. I don't know who the third is, but those two dudes are definitely out. So, and I think that's a good change.
Yeah, I would love to see Boomer stick around. I think Boomer's got a great podcast.
He has that outlet to fall back on, and sure. It's like, you look at Fox. I mean, I was never a Terry Bradshaw fan. Obviously, he's a Cowboys fan, but, you know.
He's entertaining.
He's entertaining. He's entertaining. But now it's like, dude, stop.
Is it J.J. Watt?
Oh, is he on?
I think J.J. Watt.
Oh, okay. Now, there you go. Matt Ryan and J.J. Watt. So that's definitely trending in the young, newer.
You know
blood.
What, though? I didn't think that I would be a Pat McAfee fan when McAfee started, dude, you know, making the rounds and touring and stuff. And, dude, like, now, you know, I think McAfee's probably one of the best talking. McAfee doesn't hold back. He definitely gives it to you, the realest out of all of them. He's he's not masking his takes that ESPN wants, you know, wants him to mask. I still think he kind of, he's not as raw as he used to be, but he's still the rawest out there in mainstream media.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was never, and granted, I didn't listen to a whole lot of Pat McAfee.
Oh, he's a good old boy, man. Dude, I'm telling you right now, he would shotgun beers with you. He'd jump, you know, jump over a fire pit with you, jump into a damn pond with, I mean, he feels, I don't know him. I don't know him, you know, between Adam and Paul, but he seems like a good dude, man.
He really does. And I will honestly say, and I will take this one on the chin, I was wrong because I was not a fan of that dude. And it was like sushi. I don't like sushi because I've never tried it.
You never had sushi?
Dude, I ain't eating that shit. Are you kidding me?
All right. Me
that stuff is alive. The eyes are open.
We're gonna go play some pickleball and then we're gonna go get some sushi. Because we're gonna start getting you out of your comfort zone. We're gonna start making you comfortable with the uncomfortable. You already wear them tight bike pants or whatnot.
Here's the first thing you got to do is get me out of the house because this is my comfort zone. My wife and I had this discussion last night. Maybe that's another reason I'm depressed. She's like, you got to get out of the house a little bit. I'm like, all my work is here. Everything I need is here. My dog, my computers, my content, my phone, everything I need is right here. I don't need to go anywhere.
Well, I love you, man. So there's nothing, you know, there's nothing to be upset or depressed about. We're going to get you out of the house. We're going to get you some sunshine, blue skies, and, you know, maybe walk into some clouds. You know, we'll talk to Ruse. We'll go down there and talk to Ruse or whatnot. And then we'll get out there and we'll get some sunshine on our faces and, you know, get some pickleball going too, bro.
I think that'd be good for us. But McAfee, I mean, I really do. I mean, his takes, he backs them up. The dude just tells it like it is. And I mean, that's the refreshing thing. Like when you listen to Stephen Smith and all these other guys, it just
the only punter kicker I like. I'll tell you that.
What's that?
He's the only punter kicker I like.
That's the thing. You know, that was my thing. I think I probably said it on this show. I'm like, oh, what's a show with the punter? You know, kind of taking a jab at
him. Yeah, I remember he's
really good. The dude's really good. I will take him over any of those other guys any day, because the show's very raw. Very raw.
We kind of just mentioned it, getting outside and having a fun time, man. You can do that by playing pickleball. So all you pickleball players out there in Austin, let's gear up and get ready for it, man, with the gear that's designed right here in Austin, Texas. Look no further than Pick Sports Gear. Their equipment is crafted with precision and passion right here in the heart of the city, known for the love of sports and innovation. From top-of-the-line paddles to premium accessories, they have everything you need to dominate the court. You've seen me dominate the court. I stay out of the kitchen, and I put the backspin on it, baby. Demos are happening in Austin. Make sure you stay tuned to that. We just had Satish on the show 2 weeks ago talking about the stuff that went down this past Friday at the Crossroads. We got some more stuff coming up with demo days, too. Make sure you're hitting up the website to find out all the information. That's picksportsgear.com, PIXsportsgear.com. Live like a champion like that, baby. Dominate the floor. Dominate the court.
That can be you, friends. That can be you.
That can be you. That can be you. Stay out of the kitchen.
Lord, let's see what we got here. We got that double R likes on Mac. You know, I do wish the guy would wear a shirt. I mean, put a shirt on.
Dude's got some arms, man. The dude's got some arms. If you had arms like that, you'd show him off.
And he's trying
to do wrestling too. Is he trying to do like a crossover with wrestling?
He did wrestling. I think he broadcast wrestling.
The dude did a backflip. A backflip off the turnbuckle.
He was at the WrestleMania. I think he's like on there because I heard him talking one day. He had to get to Canada. He had to find his wife. The wife had to find the passport to get him to Raw.
McAfee is a brand. He is not a clown. I see what you're saying. Like Glenn, he does act clowny at times, but he is a brand. He's making the most of his time right now, and he is getting that loot. He's getting that paper, as they say.
And here's I think like
do they still say paper. Is paper still a term?
Paper? Money?
I'm getting that paper.
That's what I'm talking about. But
Stacks of Society.
Look how, I mean, ESPN lets him go on there and talk the way we talk on here. And, you know, they run their
No.
He cusses.
He doesn't.
I mean, not like
he
we
does
do.
Not get as raw as we get.
No, they're not dropping F-bombs like you
but
do.
But he gets raw. No, I wouldn't even say, because we don't even hold back on, I steer away from them. I don't talk about political views for a reason. No. But when they do come up, we don't hold back. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm going to tell you they all suck.
Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, yeah. I don't think he can quite do that. I mean, because I think Disney is aligned with one side or the other, but whatever the case is right there.
But don't even get me started on
that. No, I know. But he's gone in and he's made those shows entertaining. Like I said, Cowherd, I'll listen to Cowherd on the radio. I don't care to sit there and watch him. If I'm driving, I like some of... you know what I like about Cowherd?
Just because of the white noise, like Cowherd's got that voice that you just put on, you know, in the background. Yeah. And, you know, or like you're just driving, you're paying attention to the road, and then all of a sudden, you know, he might say something that's just out of left field, and you're like, what? And then you turn him up a little bit. Yeah. That's kind of like how I see Cowherd.
I tell you what I like about Cowherd is years ago, I found some stuff when I first wanted to learn radio and all this stuff. And I found something with Colin Cowherd talking about, you know, time spent listening, all these different things, radio analytics, all this bullshit that really they give me a stiffy when I start hearing this stuff. And he was talking about how to format a show, you know, with intros and breaks and all this different stuff. And it was really intriguing to listen to him. And so now that's like, well, I'll go listen to him. And I'm like, okay, I want to hear him throw the break. I want to hear him come back out of breaks. I want to hear him do all this. I know it's stupid.
It's funny to hear your ideology of radio and to know where my ideology of radio is. Mine came from Adam Sandler, or not Adam Sandler, Adam Carolla with with Carolla One podcast. Like, that's how I kind of got into it. I started because I did, like, I was podcasting before I did radio.
Oh yeah.
Right. So yeah. You know, I had to reteach myself how to do a delivery when you have, you know, FFA.
Yeah. Right? No, FCC.
FCC, thank you. When you have them regulating, you know, your damn comms or whatnot. So,
yeah.
Anyways, it's a different delivery altogether. You want to get some baseball before we get out of here?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Astros back in action tonight. Brandy, first baseman.
What's that?
Brand new first baseman.
Yeah, you excited, huh?
The tides, dude, as long as it ain't Jose Abreu, you could put Mickey Mouse over there. I'd be happy.
Come on, man. It can't be that bad, my guy. Dude, Abreu. Orioles were in action last night. They got a busy, they got the win over the Pinstripes, 2-0 there. Who else? The Brew Crew. Brew Crew took one to the Rays. Rays look like they're starting to climb out of the bottom of the East. Still too early to tell yet. Dodgers, of course, dominating. And the A's. Dude, the A's have kind of... the A's took one from the Orioles there. They've been raising some eyebrows. They just took one from the Batting Bucks. Mm-hmm. The A's could be making a little splash, you know, with their little squad out west. Tonight, though, yeah, we got your Astros back in action here. What do you like tonight?
Well,
also got the Rangers in the curly fries.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Walgreens, whatever you call them.
The Walgreens. I'm curious to see Loperfido making the move. I mean, does he play immediately? I'm assuming if he's been promoted and they're going to bring him up, that they're going to play him. Is that going to make a change at first base? What you need is a productivity, hopefully, that you're going to get at the plate that he's had, you know, in AAA. So hopefully you get all of that. Hopefully you get all of that. It's a solid thing there. But the Astros, I mean, hey, they took two of those. I mean, they won the last two games that they played, so that's a step in the right direction. So hopefully you continue to see that and you just start seeing some progress and generating some runs, getting across the dish. But the thing about it is, Wags, when you're talking there about the A's, I mean, because like we talk about, the West, even though with the shitty start the Astros have had, I mean, it's conceivable that they can, if they can get their shit together, they get right back in the race. They can get right back in the race. The West is there for the taking.
I might take the Guardians tonight, man. Going up against Brown. I might take the Guardians tonight. That line right now is... I'll wait. I think I'm going to wait. Wait until that pops out. What else we got? We got Nationals, Rangers. Hell, that's almost even. Probably take that. We also got Orioles and Yankees again. That's back in action. What's another game that I wanted that jumped off? Oh yeah, Red Sox and Giants. Red Sox and Giants with Webb and Crystal here, or Criswell rather, sitting at 120 for San Francisco, 130 now for San Francisco. That might be something to look at there. Keep your eye on that. Again, that first pitch there is around. Well, that's a later game, I think.
That's a later one.
That's 6:10. So make sure, you know, hit me up on Twitter, not the fake Wags. I'll be giving you my updated lines for that too. And then the Bravos, man. The Bravos and the Mariners out west. That's going to be one of your late matchups, one of your primetime games tonight to watch. If you don't have enough hockey and basketball to watch tonight, and if you just want to watch some regular season baseball, that's going to be a good one that I think. Right now, the line is -125 for the Bravos there. You're getting a good side of the house for Seattle with 105. So we'll keep you updated on that line there. Castillo on the bump and Lopez for the Bravos there. Lopez has been hot, man. Rocking a solid ERA under there at 0.72, my guy. So good baseball tonight.
Dodgers and the D-bags tonight as well, a little bit later. Hey, it starts early. I mean, it starts, I guess, yeah. 1:40, Cardinals-Tigers.
Give him a couple starts. Give him a couple starts, Rob.
Yeah.
Give him a couple starts.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be fine.
Mad Max will be back, man. What else you got going on tonight, Rodney?
He's going to be fine. Tonight it's baseball, hockey. I take that back. I've actually got to do some voiceover stuff for some racing stuff that's coming up. So I'll be doing that.
Hey, there you go.
But the nice thing is, it's so easy to keep up with all this now. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day, like going through that baseball schedule right there. Like on Monday night when you had one game, you're probably not old enough to remember this. It was like Monday night baseball, you could watch one game. That's it.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Thank God I did not have to endure that, man.
One game on ABC, that's all you got.
As long as it's HCS or Orioles baseball, I'd be fine.
Well, that was a thing. It was all random back then. I mean, you might be watching, I mean, random shit. And if it got to 10 to nothing in the second inning, you're watching that the whole rest of the way because they can't flip to anything else.
You're going to be watching any hockey tonight? Potential four games that could be ending. The series could be ending in all four of these games. 3-1 in all of these games here. Bruins, you got the Beantown squad out there trying to take out the Maple Leafs. Tavares, Austin Matthews and crew. Look, I'd like to tell you that the Maple Leafs have a chance, but it's also in Boston. And look, man, I had Boston as probably one of the tops out of the East. And, you know, it's not just because of their tandem in goalie or at goalie, but they're a fantastic squad. Once you know, you get some playoff pasta going and Marchand, you know, starts getting busy licking people's butt cracks or whatnot, you know, the Bruins are just a tough and tenacious team. Now, I say that tongue-in-cheek because I hate Marchand. I absolutely hate Marchand. You got the Islanders and the Hurricanes as well. Puck drops at 6:30 on TBS there. I think the bunch of jerks from Carolina take care of this. The Islanders, look, he tried to make it a fight, man, but too little too late. Gentleman sweep that happens here again. Yep. Jets and Avalanche. Avalanche on the road. Now, this one is one that the Jets actually might be able to take. This one, the series might not end tonight. I still think the Avalanche come out of this series. But there's a good chance that the Jets get one in Winnipeg here and make this thing 3-2. And then the Predators and Canucks. I'm sorry, Nashville, you're done.
They're done. That's it. Yeah, these could all end tonight.
I think
they probably will.
I think Winnipeg keeps the series going here tonight.
Wags, my turn. I'll be right back.
Good. There he goes. I don't know where you're going, buddy, but I hope you're doing well. And make sure you guys, you know, check out the lines tonight. We'll be keeping you updated on that. I had a fantasy football draft last night, a Dynasty League fantasy football draft. And if you'll allow me to entertain you with it, I'd love to talk about it. So it's a keeper league, of course. And when I say Dynasty League, meaning we can only draft rookies, right? And through we had six rounds of it. I had the first pick overall. Shocker. I went with Caleb Williams. I also had the ninth pick in the draft, and I struggled here. Because my roster is an absolute complete mess. I inherited the roster. I bought in at half price to get this damn roster. So usually the league buy-in's like $300. I got to get into it for $150. The commissioner covers the other half, and or it's either done by like a makeup by supplemental entry fees by the league or whatnot by other managers just until the pot's right, until I get in there buying, you know, an inherited ball club. But anyways, being able to get back, you know, into this draft and having, you know, acquiring draft picks. And I did, like, I sold Derrick Henry to acquire another first round pick And I, you know, the year before that, I got Bijan Robinson. And so this year, I needed to address my quarterback issues and my wide receivers. I had no idea that Odunze would fall to me at 9, but I also had the option to take Xavier Worthy as well. Because that was my first struggle with the pick. Like, because obviously at pick one, you're taking Caleb Williams. That's kind of a no brainer, right? Took Caleb Williams, but do I do the stack or do I do arguably take, you know, Xavier Worthy that could potentially turn into wide receiver one with no Rashee Rice, right? I didn't want to put too much of a hypothetical and too much weight into that. I just felt it was too much of a decision to make moving forward just for a fantasy draft pick. I knew for 3 or 4 years, if I took Odunze and Caleb, I would have that stack at least for 3 or 4 years, right? I knew that that was a certainty that I would have. So I went with Odunze. Then your boy got Bucky Irving. I landed a dude from Florida that just got drafted by San Francisco. And if that's going to happen, if they're taking him early in that round, that probably going to mean that means, you know, either Deebo Samuels or Ayuk is probably going to be exiting San Francisco. And this guy's going to move in as probably either the one or the wide receiver two position. Can't remember the guy's name though. I got some studs. And I also took Jordan Travis. I took Jordan Travis. In the damn fifth round. So I put him on my taxi squad. But yeah, thank you for letting me entertain you with some fantasy football, getting nerdy and shit. But
did you get anyway, Michael Penix?
Michael Penix did, like, he went in the third round, but.
Oh, really?
I forgot who took Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
But anyways, like, I know it's right around the corner. Dynasty leagues are already happening because of the NFL rookie draft just happening now. So if your leagues are starting to, you know, to emerge and starting to come back, hit me up. I'll help you out. You got any questions? Hit me up. Yep. Let's go.
Absolutely. Speaking of
Hey, Jamin, Jordan,
right here. There's a man.
Man with the plan. What you got going on, Jordan?
Man, not a ton. You know, kind of just enjoying this last day at home. About to start.
You got to get on the road?
Yeah, kind of spring ball for me starts tomorrow. Well, actually starts today. I'm going to get over to Saxe and Garland to go see Kalik Lock at the five-star receiver, our number 12 overall prospect in the nation. And then after that, I'm going to get on the road. I'll go to Temple tomorrow, go see Jamarian Carlton, our number 43 prospect in the 26 class. He's an edge rusher. And then Jason Bradford, who's 6'2½, 195-pound corner I'm in love with over at Temple that's only got 3 offers. So,
wow.
Going to see them, and then Thursday, Friday, I'll see Lake Travis, LBJ, Weiss, Bastrop, and then going to go hang out with one of my buddies in San Marcos, who's at Texas State this weekend. And then next week, Waco University is the only school I know for sure as of now, but I'll probably do my Houston week next week as well.
Hey, who pays for all that now? You getting per diem?
It's been life-changing getting the full-time gig and the salary, being able to expend stuff because up until June 1st everywhere I traveled that was on my own dollar. So I mean, I don't get to expense everything, but you know, I get taken care of. So
yeah, that's good. That's hard. That's hard on a young dude, man. Bro.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. A lot of people, like, man, I got my job, no degree, nothing. Never did a day of class, nothing. I'm the youngest one in the industry, but like. Yeah. How many people are willing to cover Baylor for $300 a month for 10 articles a month for a year? Yeah, and like sleeping really like the Airbnbs that people like they'll rent out like their apartment complexes in the hood, like their apartment, like sleeping in those, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
It was a long time coming to June 1st, but
Somebody told me a long time ago, and I was much older when I was told this than you are, but it was like, if you want to work in sports, you don't turn anything down. you figure out a way to make it work.
A labor of love.
And that's, but like for you, Jordan, this shit never stops, right? Because, you know, I know we're in the off season, but when it comes to high school, I mean, I've got coaches blowing me up. I've got ex-coaches blowing me up, telling me shit. And it's like, damn, we're only in April.
The off season is Jordan's season.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I always say it, like, spring ball is where all the money is made in this job. Because, like, most of the settings you will see kids, there's, like, kind of a time limit on how long you can talk to them. Or spring ball, most of the time, it's after school. Or it's like, okay, do I go to class or do I do an interview with this guy? You know what I mean? So, like, you get a lot more access. It's one-on-one time. Usually you're the only reporter there. You'll also run into some coaches. Like, this is crazy. But last year, I had already known I was getting the Texas job by, like, March. Mm-hmm. So instead of going to Baylor spring ball practices, I went to mostly Texas ones that last spring in May. And I went out to Jasper to go see Ty Anthony Smith. When I went out there, he wasn't in practice. He was hurt. But his coach, Coach Cremedy, he's old school. He doesn't let him have his phone or nothing while he's sitting at practice. And so I pull up, and Ty Anthony's got this big-ass smile on his face because he's like, man, thank God you're here. Like, I was just going to be over here doing nothing for an hour. And so I'm talking with Ty Anthony. He's giving me, me and him were tight because – covering Baylor for so long helped me out with Texas because Baylor's offering these kids way before Texas does.
Sure, sure.
So Ty Anthony, we had a relationship going back, but I mean, he gave everything to me for that hour. He told me everything that was going on. We talked about it in San Antonio this January, but like he's like was straight up telling me he's going to Texas and like went on for like an hour about it. And in January, I'm like, look, you had told me back in May it was Texas and then ended up committing to three other schools by the time you committed to Texas. And he ended up saying it was just a roller coaster for him during that time. He'd fall in love with a different school each day. And the day I showed up, it was Texas. So I was just hey, it makes sense. Like, that's how all majority of recruits are. But the following day, after I go see Ty Anthony Smith, I go to another spring ball practice in the Houston area the next day, and I run into a Texas coach, and it works out perfectly. I hit the ground running June 1st with a couple great sources, but like the main one was just because I happened to be there, right time, right place.
Right.
Like that's why I try to go to like as many events as I can. Is because you won't miss stuff if you're there, and you never know who will be there. So,
yeah. Hey man, go to class, Jordan. That's the number one rule. Just go to class. Just show up.
See, Jordan, when I go up and try to talk to these guys, whether it's at a practice that I go to or a game or whatever, I come rolling up and they think I'm the fucking referee. They're like, hey,
Jesus God.
I mean, got black pants on or whatever, and they're like, here comes, what's the referee want?
Man, I mean that. It's been a while, but I'd be lying to you if, like, there's been multiple times where I pulled up to a spring ball practice and the coaches will be like, you just move in or something, or like, and I'm just like,
yeah,
no, dude, I'm Jordan Scruggs from 20. We talked on the phone yesterday, like, no, I'm not a high school, you know what I mean? So that part sucks, but I'm starting to, but like, I'm 21. Yeah, I'm
Jordan,
21.
Jordan, the young one, and Rodney, absolutely, you do look like a damn referee.
Well, and the other thing is, when I come rolling up at a football game to do a broadcast, you see that suitcase that I carry. I come rolling up.
I know exactly what you're
talking about. They're like, okay, the referee's locker room is down there. I'm like, I'm not the ref. I wish I could run with them. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
All right, gents. Jeff, what's up, brother? How you doing today, man? How's your Tuesday?
I'm good. I may have to step off camera for a second. I've got to dealing with dog issues here at the house. So
the dog issues. What? It's damn shame what they did to that dog, huh?
I just got an old dog. She got in trouble getting off the floor sometimes because she refuses to lay down on the carpet or rug. She wants to lay down on the hard floor, and it's a little hard for her to get up. So. Yeah.
My pup threw up on her little couch over here yesterday, and she got throw up on her pillowcase and on her little sweater that she sits in that used to be mine. I immediately went and washed all that stuff, dried it, and put it all back for her. I was telling my wife last night. She's like, "You haven't done your own laundry in 2 weeks."
Let me close my mic and my McCam just for like 30
seconds. I can take you out of there if you need to.
Gents, I got to get ready to roll too, man. So I'm going to leave Jordan in the hands of Rodney. Jordan, you're going to be okay, though. I promise. You're gonna survive this, man. But you guys be good, dude. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, man. Happy Tuesday. We'll see you guys tomorrow for Hump Day.
Yeah. I know it's a long ways out, and a lot of schools still haven't even officially posted their schedules. But do you already know any games you're for sure going to try to call in Austin this fall?
For me, Jordan, I think what it's going to be, because with the deal that I'm in, we're going to be exclusively Round Rock ISD. So okay. I think for me this year, it'll be everything here in 25-6A, either at the Palace or here at Dragon, which is like a mile from me. So it'll be that unless I get some isolated stuff, you know, in preseason. So I don't know, you know, so some of those 25-6A games get a little racy. You know, we'll see what happens there. That I think that district's going to, you know, it's Vandy's to lose, I guess. So we'll see how that all shakes out, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who even, like, will be the main guys in that district that are, like, D1. Like, the only one I can think of off the top is Caden Cook.
That's about it. Yeah.
You know, and, like, yeah. The Vandergrift has – forget this kid's name. They have some white receiver that's, like, 6'4" that can play. I forget his name. Mm-hmm. But that kid's going to play D1 ball somewhere, I think.
There was one – they had one I would always call him Bochamp.
He's now at Texas. Yeah.
Now he's at Texas.
If he doesn't catch that touchdown in the spring game, I'm telling you, I'm getting rocked by a pigskin right here by whatever walk on through it. So
That's crazy. Yeah. All right, man. Y'all have a
Thank
good
you, Rodney. I appreciate that. I apologize for that, everybody. Like I said, my dog.
All right, man. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Stubborn, so appreciate it. Thank you, Rodney.